Have you ever been watching something as a family and all of a sudden a scene pops up that, let's just say, is unexpected, and with cat-like reflexes, you put your hand over your child's eyes and say, "Close your eyes." Yeah, me too. I don't remember my parents having to do that as much, but today it's a whole new world out there when it comes to TV shows, movies, and entertainment. Wholesome family entertainment isn't as readily available these days. Oh, be careful, little eyes, what you see. As a mom, it's my job to care for the well-being of my girls. I don't leave that in the hands of social media content creators, movie producers, and TV show writers. Yes, my girls are older, but not only do I still want to protect them, I want them to understand the importance of protecting themselves. Proverbs 4:23 tells us to guard our heart, and what we watch and what we spend time consuming makes its way into our heart. Sometimes we need to close our eyes. We talk a lot about character in our home. My girls know what we expect, and while I can check search history and monitor what they're watching on their phones, yes, I'm that mom, I can't do that forever. So more than my words, I point them to the word of truth that will guide them and light a way for them as they discern what is good and what is not, to allow their eyes to see. God's word is what Jesus used when he was tempted by Satan in the wilderness in Matthew 4. I love Psalm 119:11 that says, "I have hidden your word in my heart that I might not sin against you." So what does the Bible have to say about what we should or should not be watching? When should we close our eyes? That can be tough to answer when we all love to be entertained, but the truth should always be our guide. Philippians 4:8. Finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. When you watch whatever you're watching, it stays with you. You may not think it does, but anxiety, fear, lust, and anger can be stirred up in our heart as we consume content. I know there are things I wish I hadn't seen over the course of my life that still to this day creep me out and creep up in my mind. They are far from being lovely or noble, and those prove my point in knowing it matters what I watch and allow my eyes to see. My girls are learning to discern what is good and lovely and what is not. Whatever we choose to be entertained by should be filtered by the Spirit of God within us. When in doubt, I always go back to the question, what would Jesus watch? WWJD. Are you guarding your heart? Do you allow your eyes to consume whatever, whenever, freely? Content is powerful. What we allow in, if it leads us to sin, should make us close our eyes. Jesus made it pretty clear what he thought about what our eyes take in and lead us to. Matthew 18:9. And if your eye causes you to stumble, gouge it out and throw it away. It is better for you to enter life with one eye than to have two eyes and be thrown into the fire of hell. Get rid of it. If what you're watching is causing you to stumble, you need to change the source of your entertainment or gouge your eye out. I'm kidding, but Jesus was not. The price to be entertained could very well be your soul. That's the truth. Set your mind and your gaze on good things and guard your heart. It's what God cares about most. I'm Lori Klein.